Ballinger, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 27, 1904. Dear Brother Ballinger, you will soon be ready to dedicate the Southern California sanitariums. You asked whether it would be well to invite Dr. Kellogg to attend the dedication services. I answer, no, no, no. Why? Because in the past he has embraced too much and has been too much depended upon. Overmuch credit has been given to him, so exalting him that he has nearly ruined his soul by exalting himself. The instruction given me by the Lord is that the sanitariums established in the future should not carry so large an impress of Dr. Kellogg. Again and again he has shown positive weakness, and he should not be exalted as one who can carry the responsibilities of the whole medical missionary work. This need not and should not be. The sanitariums to be established throughout the land need not the name of any one man to give them influence. Our medical missionary work is to be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the great medical missionary. It is the truth of his word that is our strength and efficiency, the power of God unto salvation. In the grace provided by his atonement, we must now and forever trust for strength. The name of no man is to be our insignia. We have been distinctly instructed that the name of the one who in the past has stood as the leader of our medical missionary work is no longer to be made prominent, for he has made plans which, if carried out, would be of the greatest offense to God. In the dedication of the two Southern California sanitariums, the name of no mortal man is to be introduced as giving them efficiency, for this would be displeasing to God. Men have had altogether too much honor bestowed upon them. The result of this has been seen in movements and plans of human invention, which are condemned by God. The cities of this country are to be entered by our medical missionaries, but God would be displeased were Dr. Kellogg's name attached to these forward movements. The future forbids any such thing. One name alone is to be exalted by us, the name of Christ. He who bears this name has visited this earth. In heaven a voice was heard, saying, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Hebrews 10, verse 5, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8. Who is it that thus declares his purpose of leaving the heavenly courts to come to a world all seared and marred with the curse? We search the scriptures, and the answer is, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. I have plain messages to bear. The name of the Lord must be exalted among his people. Go forward, Brother Ballinger. Go forward, looking to no man that lives for your efficiency. Trust in the Lord. One thing is certain. We must lay hold of the help that the Lord has given us. We are not to trust in man, nor make flesh our arm.